Hello, my friends. This is Nick Nam, and this last talk I'm gonna talk about creative visualization. Creative visualization is the technique of using your imagination to create what you want in your life. There is nothing at all new, strange, or unusual about creative visualization. You are already using it every day, every minute. In fact, it is your natural power of imagination that brings the creative energy all the universe, which you use constantly, whether or not you are aware of it. To use creative visualization, it's not necessary to believe in any metaphysical or spiritual ideas. The only thing necessary is that you have the desire to enrich your knowledge and experience, and an open enough mind to try something new in a positive spirit. Now, I'm gonna introduce four basic steps for effective creative visualization. Step 1. Set your goal. Decide on something you would like to have. It can be an only level, a job, a house, a relationship, a change in yourself, increased prosperity, a happier state of mind, improved health, beauty, a better physical condition, solving a problem in your family or community, or whatever. At first, choose goals that are fairly easy for you to believe in. Then you can change your goal to more difficult or challenging problem. For example, your goal is you want to have a big and huge house. Step 2, create a clear idea or picture. This picture can be mentally or physically. You can imagine your goal in your mind. You can imagine a big and huge house in your mind with all detail. Or you can have this idea physically. You can search and have a picture, physical picture, of the house that you want. Or you can paint your dream, your goal. You can paint the house that you want. So, create a picture of your goal, mentally or physically. Step 3. Focus on it often, or better, always. Bring your idea or mental picture to mind often and better, always, every day, every minute, and focus on it clearly. For example, you can focus on the picture that you make of the house that you want. Focus on it every day. And step 4, give it positive energy. As you focus on your goal, think about it in a positive, encouraging way. Make a strong positive statement to yourself. And for example, say, "Wow, this beautiful house is for me." Yes. Say this positive sentence to yourself every day. So, four steps is choose a goal, make a picture of your goal, focus on it, give it positive energy, and continue to work with this process until you achieve your goal. Yes, very easy this method, but very useful, you know, very useful, because by this method, a lot of people, a lot of people, have used creative visualization to overcome challenges and visualize their success long before they became successful. I bring these people in text you can see, like Jim Carrey, like Arnold, like Michael Jordan, and Freddie Mercury. So you see, these successful people, and they use this method and reach their goal. Creative visualization is frequently used by athletes to enhance their performance. A golfer may picture in their mind the perfect swing over and over again. This will mentally train the muscle memory. And another example, in a well-known study on creative visualization used in sports in Olympic athletes were separated into three groups. Group 1 received 100 physical training. Group 2 received 75% physical and 25% mental training. And group 3 received 50% of each physical and mental training. Do you know what is the result? Yes, group 3 had the best performance result because they use mental training more. Now, and another example, I can say Ivan Lendl, a retired professional tennis player. He was the world number one for 270 weeks in the 1980s. When he was retired, he said his secret of his success. He said he used to practice 8 hours every day physically, but he set aside an hour for mental training. The imagination that he used, he compete mentally appointed, and finally he said, "I was who wins because I could control my mind," and he could succeed his real competition. Yes, the key element of his success is creative visualization. Now I say to you that use this method, and you see, it's very useful, and you can reach your goal. Even for easy goal, you can use and try it. So I hope this issue will be useful for you, and use this method, and say your experience about this method. Thanks for listening. Have a good time.